For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Thousands marched in Staten Island Saturday protesting the death of Eric Garner, the Staten Island man who died in an NYPD chokehold July 17th. One of the chants at the rally was Garner's last words, "I can't breathe." "I can't breathe" is what the asthmatic dad of six screamed repeatedly as he was forced to the ground by NYPD. Soon after he was dead, the city medical examiner ruled the death a homicide. Two NYPD officers were reassigned pending an investigation, but this is not enough, according to protesters. Even though a state investigation is underway, many call for a federal investigation. Assemblymember Hakeem Jeffries spoke at the afternoon rally.
"We know what the playbook looks like. First, they're going to try and assassinate the character of Eric Garner. And then they're going to claim that he was resisting arrest. And then they're going to say that the chokehold was used because the officer feared for his life. They're going to give us more stories than Harry Potter."
The assembly member said, "We have videotape of what happened, and the only way we'll be satisfied is if those who committed the crime are convicted and sent upstate to prison." "Staten Island should not be prosecuting this case. We need the feds," is what Constance Malcolm said. She's still waiting for justice in the case of her son, Ramarley Graham, who was killed by an NYPD officer more than 2 years ago. Next to her stood Amadou Diallo's mom, Katia Tou Diallo. "Ramarley was just a small child when Amadou was killed by NYPD," she said.
"She must have held her child tight and pray for her son to grow up in peace, for her son to live and not to have suffered the same fate I suffered. She must have marched for me. She must have prayed for me. But look now what happened. Since 2012, she also fell victim. Mrs. Bao is here. I brought her because I wanted people to know her and to understand that police brutality is a human rights issue."
Malcolm and Diallo stood with Mohammed Ba's mom. He was a 26-year-old student killed by NYPD when police came to her apartment from a 911 call she made for help. Later, six black retired NYPD detectives stood before the large crowd. Carlton Berkeley, an NYPD detective for 20 years, said the same injustice committed by the police department 20, 30 years ago are still happening today.
"In every case, from Diallo to Sean Bell to Ramali Graham, who I personally knew, to Eric Garner, to Amadou Diallo, we're here to tell you in every single one of those cases, the police themselves violated their own patrol guide procedure, which means they were wrong in every single one of those cases."
Berkeley said he wants all cops in the Eric Garner case arrested.
"Because when our kids are outside and it's a group of them and one decides to do something, they always grab the other four and charged them with acting in concert. So in Eric Garner's case, when those cops stood by and he said 11 times, 'I can't breathe,' and they did nothing, they held accountable too. And we want them arrested."
Signs at the rally read, "NYPD, keep your hands off of me. Police, you've crossed the line. Justice for Eric Garner, Mike Brown, Ramarley Graham, and others." Former New York State Governor David Paterson, speaking about the NYPD, said any agency needs to weed out its bad apples. Addressing the rally, he said, "We are going to get justice for Eric Garner and his wonderful family.
But when we get justice for them, we are going to get justice for Clifford Glover, a 10-year-old kid shot by the police in 1973. We're going to get justice for Randolph Evans, an 8-year-old kid shot by the police in 1977. For Arthur Miller, a businessman in Brooklyn shot by the police in 1979. For Michael Stewart, shot on the subway by the police in 1984. Eleanor Bumbers, a 70-year-old woman, 300 pounds, shot in her own apartment by the police in 1985, for Anthony Baez, for Sean Bell, for Abner Louima, for Amadou Diallo, whose mother sits right here. for Lamarlee Graham and for Eric Garner and for all those who were shot down either from excessive force, bad training, or just bad apples.
The Reverend Al Sharpton said the National Action Network, combined with those fighting for justice in the case of Mike Brown in Ferguson and with elected officials, are going to march on Washington for justice in the near future. The police reported no arrests as thousands of people demonstrated peacefully in protest on Saturday. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.